So, you know, certainly we're disappointed with the outcome today. It was a tough day for our football team. And just want to start out by thanking everybody associated with the Outback Bowl. Top to bottom, everything's just been first class like it always is here. So we're very appreciative of that. It's been a great experience for our guys. You know, I think our team's really had a good month. They practiced well, prepared well. I'm not sure there's a thing I would go back and change. And ultimately today, we just didn't play well enough to come up with a victory against a good Florida team. So we certainly give them credit. You know, salute their effort out there and congratulate them. Yeah, really in a nutshell, there are two big plays in the first half. Us, or two big series or events, us not converting the fourth and one down on the goal line. And then the big play they responded with a little bit after that. And then, to me, the third quarter was a big swing as well. You know, we drove the ball and came out with no points, and then they went the other way. So, to me, that was kind of the story of the whole thing. So, I'm still talking. Thank you. And then just, you know, last thing, just, you know, it was a tough day for us. Certainly, we're disappointed to lose. But it doesn't define this football team. This team's been great to work with. They've had a lot of good moments. On and off the field, they've done an outstanding job, and that all starts with our seniors. We had 14 outstanding seniors on this football team. Going back to January, they've been working hard, doing a great job, and just really, really proud of them, very appreciative of their efforts. And, again, all the things they've done off the field, on the field, academically, character, you know, whatever it is, and then football-wise. You know, it's 20 wins in 2 years now and 35 in the last 4 years in their career. So, I think just all you had to do is look at that fourth quarter. You see the effort of a guy like Desmond King, one of our most notable players, Jaleel Johnson. Other side, you know, LaShawn doing what he did. And C.J. Beathard, you know, playing not at full strength, but just what toughness and courage he's got. So I go through the list of all 14 guys, just really proud of them and very, very appreciative of all they've done throughout their careers. Last thing, just want to thank our fans again. You know, we traditionally have had great fan support. Going back to 81 when I first got introduced to Iowa, you know, Iowa football, and it hasn't changed. So we appreciate that and very appreciative of, you know, them following our team. I'll throw it out for questions.
The fourth and one, Coach, I mean, do you second-guess yourself at all about putting three up there and maybe getting the lead?
No, not at all. I mean, the thought process there, you know, obviously we thought we were going to score or we wouldn't have gone for it. And the other thing factors in, if we don't, you know, we've got them on the one, so we're hopeful that we can get field position, get back, and at least get back there and have an opportunity. And, you know, a big part of the game, you know, we've been an opportunistic football team this year, and to come up short there in the red zone and then earlier in the game as well, you know, those are the little plays that we have to make if we're going to have a chance to compete against a team like Florida. About Florida's defense? I think they're pretty good. You know, I thought that coming in, and you know, after watching them in live, I'd say the same thing. We got great respect for their team, their coaches. They played really well today.
Coach, did Florida do anything different
that you
didn't expect on offense or defense?
No, not really. I mean, I doubt they would say the same about. I would think they'd say the same about us. I think, you know, at this point, you might see some, you know, wrinkles, that type of thing, and little things. But overall, I think they played like we thought they would, and you know, they just played better today. Yeah, that was where it all happened right there. Yep. You know, if he first of all, he thought he could go back and play, and which he always does. But then, secondly, when he was playing, certainly he was limited in what he could do. You know, he wasn't going to run, but you know, he wanted to compete, and I think we certainly owe that to him. You know, he's had a tremendous career and laid it out there for us, game in and game out.
How much did that screen pass for the touchdown there, first touchdown?
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, it was huge. I mean, you know, those two plays, us getting stopped. And then, you know, even then, you know, I think it was an 85-yard touchdown, right? So it wasn't like they had great field position. But, you know, for us to be successful, we have to be, you know, do the little things right. And we came up a little bit short on that. We've done a pretty good job of that overall this season. But to, you know, come up short fourth and one and then give up a big play like that. You know, it's hard to play good defense giving up big plays. But credit goes to them. They executed it well, and that guy made a heck of a run.
What question about 41 times, part of the game plan coming into the game, or is it a result of their passing defense for
UF? Well, it's a combination. You know, we're probably better on the run than we are throwing it right now, and at least this season. And then on top of that, they've got an NFL secondary. I mean, they've got some guys that can play. I'm sure it sounds like you cover them, so I'm guessing you know they're pretty good. And, you know, we thought that coming in, and we did that right now.
Coach, Michigan, Nebraska momentum yep. last year, the loss to Michigan State. A lot of people want to say, well, Iowa had to win in order for this to be successful. Do you buy that at all or no?
Yeah, you know, I evaluate seasons on a lot of things, not just wins and losses. That's certainly part of the criteria, and in the court of, popular opinion, that's certainly a big, big part of it, and I get that, I understand that. But the little things that the team's doing, the way they operate, the way they work, and again, I mean, you know, this game didn't turn out the way we wanted to, but I'm not so sure, just right now, what I would change this month. I think the guys really did a good job with their preparation. Thought our plan was good. I thought our game plan was good. Yeah, and there were just some things that we didn't execute, and those little details mean a great deal to us. I mean, they're just really important for us. But again, I just, I'm proud of our football team. I think we had a good football team and just really proud of them. Well, I mean, we'll take time and think about it and talk about it and all that kind of stuff. Get feedback from our players, feedback from the staff. We'll talk to other people too, but again, as I stand here today, I feel really good about the way we went about things. I think we had a good plan, and just we came up short against a good football team today.
What can you do right away when you get back? I know when you kick off the 2017 stuff, you go right to work on balancing this offense, getting the passing game working.
Yeah, that's a goal every year. We in a perfect world, we want to be balanced, and some years you do a better job of that than others. This year we had to lean to the run pretty heavily, just like in 04. We had to throw it just about all the time. So, those things happen. Circumstances factor into it. But our goal is to be, balanced. And then it's just, a matter of us, trying to get to that point.
Five straight ball losses. Is there any common
team? Well, yeah, we've played good teams. That'd be the first commonality I'd throw out there. But, No, I don't think so. And, I thought last year we did need to reevaluate and look at things, which we spent a lot of time on. And, I might feel differently a month ago or a month from now or 2 months from now. But right now, as I stand here, I feel like we had a good plan. I think we really practiced well. I thought our guys were ready to go, and I thought they've played hard today. It wasn't a matter of effort necessarily as it was execution. First half or second?
First half.
No, I wouldn't use that as an excuse. We missed some tackles there, but I'll credit that. That guy's a big guy, a big, strong guy, so credit him for running through there. But, no, I don't think he was a big factor today. I really don't. I think both teams handled it pretty well, it looked like.
Coach, did your defense do anything
to prepare for him?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Any particular plays or approaches?
Yeah, I mean, the plays they run. I mean, we scouted them like they scouted us, and they played 13 games, I think. So, they had 13. We had 13 games. They had 12 to look at. You can't look at them all, and they don't all pertain to what you're doing anyway. But they're a good football team.
One more question, please.
Coach, just in regard to CJ, how do you balance the decision of putting a guy back in him when he looks injured and still honoring him when he wants to play?
Well, I mean, he's always going to say he's going to play. I mean, if he had a broken leg, that would be his answer. We've had a lot of tough guys come through the University of Iowa, play football, at least in my 27 years, and he's right up there at the top. I mean, they don't come any tougher. So that's our, we have to look and see, what it looks like. And if he's going to be at harm's way, then we're going to get him out of there, certainly. And the first and foremost, there's a medical decision to be made by the doctors and trainers. And so it starts there. But, if he could go, he was allowed to go, much like last year. He played limited last year. And it's just a tough way for him and all the seniors to finish up because, again, I can't compliment those guys enough, and whether it's, C.J. Beathard or, guys that weren't starters, just what a great group. So that part's tough. But, it's part of football. We all signed up, and the good news is all those guys will move on. They've got a great future in front of them, all 14 of them. I'm really, it's been a pleasure to work with them.